a cholera outbreak can create like a sort of a chronic endemicity where it can be activated. Our concern is if it blows out of proportion and goes out of those traditional areas and then becomes a bigger issue, it would actually ground the nation. It's not something you can play around with. So I'm really hoping that those cases have been quarantined and the families are being followed up, so that we can limit it in a certain area. Cholera is good thing. Once you identify it, you can actually limit it in an area.
You've raised concerns about the country's state of health delivery in general, indicating that it is subpar and it's not really prepared to handle the extent of outbreaks, such as cholera, Ebola, if it was ever to come.
As a committee, we went on an outreach visit and we talked to people in the sector, including the Ministry of Health officials. You could tell, actually, that the whole system is now hanging on donor funds. Donors bring their funds targeted to a specific issue. So if something else on the side, like there's a cholera outbreak now, then the question is the donor going to be willing to allow you to divert your funds to go to that corner? It does not allow for complete universal coverage of health. There will always be pockets that have been neglected, like central hospitals. Central hospitals are closing. And yet that is our third line treatment where when all has failed in district hospitals, you must be able to meet the specialists at central hospitals, but you can't meet them because there's nothing they can do for you.
Some of the malfunctions that you've just mentioned, you pinned them down to corruption and lack of political will, which you say...
Oh, yes.
Can you expound on that?
One of the things we found was that, in the first place, the national NATPHARM, which is the national pharmaceutical company that is supposed to procure drugs, we found that it wasn't doing anything. 98% of the drugs were procured by donors. 2% were procured by the National AIDS Council, which means they are ARVs. But the distribution is the issue. These drugs are like distributed in a haphazard manner. You go to a rural health center, it's well stocked. You go to the next level, some drugs they don't have. You go to the central hospital, the shelves are empty. And then when you ask why, you are told that those drugs are earmarked for the district hospital, are earmarked for the central hospital. And you know, some of these things create then corruption. Because imagine yourself, you're a farm tech sitting in some Zamba Maramba Fungwe rural health center, you're sitting on all these antibiotics. And you know you're underpaid, and you know you just need to take these things in a bag and go to the next pharmacy and they'll be bought. What do you do? You're actually going to take them. And then we had the issue of tenders. Central hospitals, on top of not having very little budget from government, their tender systems, their informal tender system is very corrupt. You find antibiotic like amoxicillin you can buy for $5 in a pharmacy. The government institution is buying it for $10 or $15. And this is on a very shrinking budget. It can't carry that type of corrupt activities. I always say, you know, if only we could, as public sector managers, try to manage the little money you have, the way you manage your resources at home. To say, when the money is not there, how do I buy cheap? How do I ensure that this money can push me to this point?
No.
And people don't care.
Now, already on the issue of budgeting, you're saying that the health delivery system is under-budgeted to start off with, so already crippling it from the very start. You're saying
exactly.
Instead...
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That's where the lack of commitment comes in from government. Government is not committed to putting money in the health sector. Or generally because there's a shrinking space. But my main concern is that it doesn't end there. The little budget he has given does not disperse it in the end.
So you sit in Parliament. How do you personally, as an influential member of a committee for one, but then also a body that can make these changes, what can you do to ensure that the health delivery system can actually respond to the needs of the people when and if they need it?
Our approach is, let's keep on, which is difficult also to move for our oversight, let's keep on going into the health sector, into the hospitals, into the district institutions, and expose this corruption. Because when people feel there's somebody watching them, they will reduce the bad they do. You just won't continue and caring. You will care. And on the other side, continue lobbying the Ministry of Finance to increase the budget. This year, we have a better strategy. My plan is, we immediately after the midterm, we will look for funding and call the minister on the table as a committee and say, Minister, I think this is what you should put in the budget, and hopefully you listen.